95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. It's time for a Morning Hog happy hour right here. Because Josh from SR Parade is back. It's time for a Morning Hog brew review. Josh, SR Parade.
What's up?
Flavor Woo! And taste and joy. All courtesy of you and SR Parade. Good morning.
Good morning. How
welcome,
you doing?
Welcome back, buddy. I'm good. Steve and I had some pretzels earlier. It made us thirsty. Uh-huh. You were like, dude, I got you covered. So what are we dealing with today, Paul?
Got a couple cool things today.
Okay.
One is going to be a variety pack, and one is going to be its own thing.
Okay. All right. Where do we start? We start with a variety?
We are going to start off with Shiner's new Mexican-style cerveza.
Oh!
Orale.
Uh-oh.
Orale.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Orale.
So, Shiner's been around forever.
What's Steve doing?
Don't worry about the technicality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, doing a Mexican lager.
Look at that can, bro.
I know. I'm digging that already.
Thing is wild looking.
I mean, I love when Shiner does the festive holiday canning. This is making me think it's a holiday, but it doesn't have a Christmas tree on it.
Right.
That's all.
Ooh.
So this should be a nice, easy drinking.
Yes.
Okay.
4.5% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Brewed with a little bit of agave in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you
should like
be
that.
Getting some, you know, some good flavors in there.
Shiner's first Mexican lager, I assume, right? So you said, did
to
you
my
say
knowledge,
that
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Right, we're just going
to
say that.
It is brewed in Texas, so it's just close enough to the border where they know what they're doing over there.
Right. I feel like that helps, right? I mean, it kind of gets
the
formulas.
I figure you can sample quite a bit if you just kind of cross over and come back.
Of all the things that could transfer back and forth across the border, I would say beer recipes would be the least bad of those things, right?
Exactly. You know?
Well, this is very tasty, and you're right, at 4%, you could go for a minute.
Do you know what Ordolay means?
Steve, I'm going to give you the first crack.
No.
I'm going to say...
Did you think the idea would pop up at some point if you just...
I was thinking, I was trying to roll, you know, like, do the word over and over in my head, see if anything popped out.
But. Aura, which I believe is the root to speak to a word. So I'm going to say the word of the gods.
Close, but no.
Okay.
Usually you're pretty good about that, but I guess it's English or English stuff, right?
Yeah, but definitely I kind of skew toward the English.
So I don't speak Spanish, so I have to look it up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So I beat you guys to the punch on that one.
Thank you.
Tell us what it is.
It's a greeting, a question, or a call to action. They're saying in this case, it's kind of like a hell yeah.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
Like I slam this and go, Orale!
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, see how it works? Try it, Steve.
Orale!
Okay, that's close. Pretty close.
Close enough.
Oh, like man.
I'm down with that. It's very tasty.
So those are 6-packs only.
Okay.
Okay.
It is a seasonal. It's their summer variety right now.
Okay.
Or summer seasonal. Publix, Total Wine, ABC, Local Independence, or you can check out the website.
SRProt.com/beerfinder. That's where you go find that.
Easy.
It's easy to find.
That's very good.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. What's next?
So I have a new variety pack from Samuel Adams, our friends over there.
Ooh, hello, Sam.
This is their Wicked IPA variety pack.
Oh,
it's gonna be a wicked drink.
Wicked.
Knock on the door. Hello, who is it?
Your good time from Boston.
From Boston.
Do it, Steve.
From Boston.
It doesn't sound like Boston at all, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It's putting a little more New Hampshire in there, I think. But that's
New Hampshire.
It's fine.
So this actually has a really nice variety of flavors.
Okay.
And beers. We're going to start off with Wicked Easy. A couple of these you may have had in the past, and now they're throwing them all together for you.
Thank you, Sam, for consolidating the Wicked fleet.
So Wicked Easy is going to come in at 4.7%.
Ooh.
This is going to be a little bit more sessionable, I guess you could say. Still a hazy, easy drinking, crisp, light.
So good. Ooh.
That's a different flavor for sure.
It's like,
I like it, though.
I do, too.
It's like biting right into a hop.
It tastes like an IPA, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting some hot bitterness right up front, but it's super clean and crisp, almost like a lager as far as how crisp it is.
Yes.
Super clean, very enjoyable, but like I said, sessionable. So you're going to have three of these in this box.
Oh,
you're probably going to crush all three of these first and then move on, I'd imagine.
If you are not an IPA inclined person, don't let this scare you.
This is a great gateway into the rest of these.
Yes.
You can find, actually, Wicked Easy comes in 12 packs. Sometimes you can find them in 6-packs out in the market, but again, Total Wine, ABC, Local Independence. So we got a weird break on this one. We got three left, so we can either do one more and then take a break, or we can take a break and do three more.
Steve,
yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Well, that definitely means a break because I have to finish the rest of my Wicked. More coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parat. Morning Hog Happy Hour on 95.7 The Hog.